While the U.S. ponders the very real possibility of military intervention in Syria, President Obama continues to lobby world leaders. How will our closest neighbor and ally, Canada, respond? Our listener, John, in Victoria, wanted to know if Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer would be with us on the record, and I'm delighted to welcome him back to our air. Hi, Vaughn.
Hi, Marcy. Good to be back on the air.
It is great to hear you. So, Stephen Harper, where does he stand on all this?
Well, he's a reluctant convert to the need for military action. The Prime Minister of Canada has spoken to the President. He says our government shares the same intelligence community as the British and the French and the United States, so he's persuaded by the evidence that there was a chemical attack. But Canada's very, very reluctant on the need for military strike, and interestingly enough, we're not participating. There's been calls here, as there were in the United States, for the government to call our parliament back into session, as they did in the United Kingdom, and have a vote on this. The Canadian government basically said there's no need to do that. We don't need to call parliament back to put out a press release, and that's about what we're going to do. When the strike occurs, you'll hear the Canadian government say it supports it, but we're not lifting a finger to make it happen.
So support it, what, emotionally, or is there going to be any kind of aid to Syria?
No, I mean, Canada's been even reluctant on that front. The Canadian government privately, Canadian officials say they're not persuaded that they're concerned that the day may come that the West will rue the fall of Assad, because they're concerned that the rebels in Syria are increasingly dominated by Islamist elements. And we're going to end up in the kind of problem that's occurred in other countries in the Middle East when there's been regime change. So the Canadian government has, I think, maybe $5 million, the last report I saw, funneled it to the rebels, communications equipment, humanitarian aid. Canada will be available for humanitarian aid, for assistance through the United Nations, but we are not a military player in whatever the president decides to do.
Did the British Parliament's decision to reject the proposal from David Cameron come into play at all for the Harper government?
I think public opinion has got a lot more to do with it. The Canadian public is very reluctant on this, increasingly soured on it. Our experience in Afghanistan was a bittersweet experience for Canadians. Canadian troops performed well, but we had a lot of casualties. The feeling here was that, you know, it was a very frustrating exercise. Canada didn't go into Iraq. As you know, the United Kingdom did. We didn't. This is an interesting one because, of course, there's a lot of Canadians of French heritage. Mm-hmm. France is more enthusiastic on this one than they were on Iraq. But that hasn't swayed the Canadian government either. I don't think there's any doubt that the Prime Minister's reluctance on this and decision to do nothing is widely supported by the Canadian public.
Well, Vaughn Palmer, I was reading an interesting column that was in the Toronto Globe and Mail, I believe, who this particular national columnist said he thought that this particular stance was a bit of a turnaround for Stephen Harper, who,
yes,
who's been a lot more vociferous about other international affairs.
I mean, you could draw an interesting chart of Stephen Harper's view on this. Back when he was an opposition politician at the time of the Iraq War, he thought the Canadians should have been involved in that. And it was our then Prime Minister Jean Chrétien who refused to send troops. He has been supportive. Obviously, first of all, we had troops in Afghanistan. We were obviously supportive there. The Canadian government worked with the United States and other allies on Libya. Canada was involved with France and Mali, so we have been involved. I think the other arc on this, I mean, you could argue that Canada doesn't have a huge military anyway, and we don't, and we're stretched pretty thin, and we are. But I think it's got much more to do with a feeling that just the Middle East is spiraling out of control, and it's not at all clear to Canadian officials how this strike is going to do any good at all. I think the reverse, the great fear here is the reverse will be true. As I said, the Canadian Prime Minister has accepted the word of our allies and of the President that it will be a contained strike and that it's necessary, but I wouldn't count us among cheerleaders on this one.
I know that Mr. Harper is heading to Russia for the
yes.
G8 summit, and I also know that President Obama plans to bring this subject up. How will Mr. Harper react if that becomes a topic?
Well, Canada has, being a small power, has always supported action through the United Nations, if possible. And that, of course, another factor here, that the United Nations is paralyzed because two members of the Security Council would veto any action on this. Again, I think, you know, Canada is not out there with Putin saying we don't believe the evidence of a chemical attack. The Canadian government accepts the evidence. As I said, they're part of the same intelligence community. They're used to sharing data, and the information is from sources they trust. But having said that, I think I think Canada's reluctance on this one will be noted, just as the decision of the Parliament in the United Kingdom is noted. I mean, you know, the British could have had another vote on that. There were a lot of members of Prime Minister Cameron's party that didn't actually vote on the measure, but they've decided not to have another vote. I think that's got a lot to do with the fact that, what, the last poll I saw, two-thirds of the British public are opposed to military action in Syria.
Has there been a poll of Canadian citizens on this?
I haven't seen one, but I would guess that it is probably there with the British public opinion. The one thing the President of the United States has going for him with Canadians is he's well-regarded, he's trusted. We're not in the situation we were with the Bush administration, where George Bush wasn't liked or trusted in Canada, and he wasn't going to get very far whatever he argued. In this case, the president at least will be given the benefit of the doubt by Canadians. I think it's more of a case of Canadian public sharing with Canadian government officials profound doubts that a military strike is going to do any good.
Well, Vaughn, I thank you for your insight, and it's great to hear your voice again.
Thanks. We'll stay in touch. Thanks, Marcy.
Thanks, Vaughn. Vaughn Palmer, a columnist for the Vancouver Sun, longtime KUOW contributor.